This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين محمد صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah, and the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. It was narrated that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, O Prophet of Allah, I love you so much, he said, that even when I don't see you, when I am not in your company, I am about to die. I get the feeling that I am about to die. In some narration, it says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked around and missed out on his companion by the name of Thawban. And the Prophet ﷺ said, what happened? Where is Thawban? They said, Prophet of Allah, he's not feeling well at home. The Prophet ﷺ went there and he visited. What's going on, Thawban? He said, Ya Rasulullah, Wallahi, inni ashtaqu ilayka wa ana ma'aka fil majlis al-wahid. He said, Prophet of Allah, I miss you. Even though I am in the same assembly as you are, I miss you. Usually we miss people when we no longer see them. But Thawban said, I miss you, even though I am in the same assembly with you. Said Prophet of Allah, I sat to myself and I said, I cannot imagine in the day of judgment, if I make it to Jannah, you will be in the company of the prophets of Allah. I have no access to you as much as I would want to. So I won't see you as much. And if I don't make it there, I would not see you at all. And said that was just so devastating to the point that I got sick. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then reveals in the Quran, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. And whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, they shall indeed be resurrected in the company of the prophets, the righteous, the martyrs, and the good doers. And indeed, what a company that is to belong to. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst that company, Ya Rabbil Alameen. This is the month of Rabi', the month during which historians tell us is when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. And we as Muslims, like Imam al-Zahabi said, he said that every believer said that by virtue of being a Muslim, we find in ourselves, he said that an inclination, an emotional inclination towards Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is beautiful because that is also part of Iman. And that is why part of what was said to Thawban by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Ya Thawban, yuhsharu al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. He said that in the hereafter, you will be in the resurrected in the company of people that you loved in this life. The companion said, many things made us happy. But that is one thing that absolutely made us all happy, because we all knew that we love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in our hearts the love of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and increase it many folds, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Now what happens is, as we celebrate and as we talk about the virtues of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we celebrate him not just during this month but all the time, the contemporaries of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some did not like him, did not appreciate him, did not love him, and even violently opposed him. The same thing that we are seeing today. Caricatures making fun of and mockery of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Writings making fun of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You look into this, and as believers, and I hope I don't offend my brothers and those who are listening to us. See, my brothers and sisters, the Quran wants a believer to be an enlightened believer, a wise believer, somebody who knows how to judge and when to judge and how to behave and how to react. Throughout the Quran documents different insults, attempts of molestation against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that the believer knows that I've heard this before. In the past, they said this about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَقَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِي نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الذِّكْرُ إِنَّكَ لَمَجْنُونَ. And they said, oh, recipient of this admonition, man, you're a crazy man. وَقَالَ إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا رَجُلًا مَسْحُورًا. You are only following a bewitched man. We read every time, إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرِ إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرِ. Because the people around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who did not believe in him, they were making fun of him. Look at you. Your posterity is going to come to an end. You have no children to carry your name after you, meaning sons. Nobody's going to carry your... So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and consoles the believers. إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ. Don't worry about those who make mockery of you, those who belittle you, those who undermine you. إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ. We shall take care of them. You just do what you need to do. Throughout the Quran, you read these accusations that he's making it up. This is nothing but a forgery. He stole it from the people of the book. So as a Muslim, you read this, and the idea is not to desensitize you or make you numb or make you cold or just have no feelings. The point here is that you read these verses. So when you hear somebody making fun of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you respond, إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When the foolish speak to them, they say words of peace and move on. Why is that? Because scholars have said, أَمِيتُ الْبَاطِلَ بِالسُّكُوتِ عَنْهِ. He said, bring falsehood to an end, literally kill falsehood by not advertising for it. And the minute you speak about the did you hear what they said? Did you see what happens with the picture? Did you see the caricatures? What are you doing? You're giving publicity. You're giving attention. Because in human sociology, ABCs of human sociology, any behavior that gets rewarded will absolutely get repeated. Any behavior that gets rewarded, negative or positive, rewarded here means gets attention. Any behavior that gets rewarded will certainly be repeated. You want to drive the Muslims crazy? Say something even remotely negative about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Muslims will go in uproar. And the sad part is this: we're not offended by our fellow Muslims being killed or dying. We're not offended by the oppression. But somebody draws some picture, caricature, everybody is up in arms. I'm not saying that is wrong. But that's why we say the idea of a wise, enlightened, intelligent believer picks their battles wisely. They're not distracted by this stupidity and this silliness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be called so many names, so much so that we read in the seerah, مَنْ تَقَمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِنَفْسِهِ قَطْ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never seeked vengeance against an offense that was directed at him personally. وَلَكِنْ إِذَا انْتُهِكَتْ مَحَارِمُ اللَّهِ بَدَى عَلَى وَجْهِهِ الْغَضَبِ. However, when these boundaries, the commandments of Allah were violated, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be very upset. We want to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We want to love him intelligently. final word, inshallah. See, when we say that we love, love is this emotional inclination that you have. But they say that the best type of love is love that is actually based on knowledge. You know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is how you love him. I ask the person, so how do you feel about the Prophet? Oh man, I love the Prophet. Tell me about him. Come on, man, the Prophet of Allah. I know, tell me about him. Come on, man, the Prophet. Yes, tell me about him. The Nabi, man, come on. Can't say anything about him. That is just, you know, inclination. But what we're looking for is real love. And that's why in the past they used to say, قَالُوا أَسْعَدُ النَّاسِ بِمُحَمَّدِ أَعْرَفُ النَّاسِ بِمُحَمَّدِ. Those who take most delight in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam are those who know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam best. Al-Miqdad was once in a gathering by people who did not see the Prophet, peace be upon him. And somebody suggested to him, and they said, شَوِقْنَا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Speak to us in a way, give us words that would make us eager of wanting to go to paradise. And, you know, tell us about paradise. But all the joy that is awaiting for us in the paradise. And he only said one word. He said, فِيهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. فِيهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Said, you want something that would motivate you, make you eager to want to journey? He said, in it is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You get to see him. You get to meet him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Love him with passion and love him with wisdom, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah make us of those who love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because we know Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتفى. You know, they say that, subhanAllah, again going back to human sociology, when we love somebody, the tendency is that we want to know as many details about him as possible. And you see this nowadays, you know, with the way that people treat celebrities. You want to know, what do they eat? How do they work out? What do they wear? Where do they dine? What do they drive? Because people just, you know, this is somebody that has captivated your thoughts and your imaginations, and you fell in love with them. You want to know about them. And guess what? Some people really know this, and they would tell us about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was his favorite food? How did he eat? How many gray hair did he have? The point here is not to bore you with details, but if you really love somebody, these details, they start making sense to you. You take delight in these details. Remember, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the messenger of Allah and came to guide us. Part of that love makes you, you know, piques your interest in knowing these things about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if we love the Prophet of Allah, we would want to know more about the Prophet of Allah. The more we know about the Prophet of Allah, the more we want to be like the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By knowing that I love him, therefore I am going to obey him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To the best of my ability, I want to do things the same way that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it. And believe me, the easiest thing to do is appear like the Prophet. You know, growing your beard, wearing something like this. Yeah, it's part of the sunnah, but that's really not what made Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam unique. We want to be gentle like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We want to be proud like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We want to be generous like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We want to be considerate like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We want to love people like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved people. The minute we start doing this, we would say that we are wisely loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So please, 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 whenever you hear these things, the point is not to give it more publicity. I know you're upset. I know you're angry, but do not give it publicity. Kill it by just not paying attention to it. And guess what will happen? It will die on its own. As somebody who so nicely put it, he said, I was talking to a French philosopher, and I said to him, a Muslim talking to a non-Muslim in France, he said, which one do you think is going to outlast the other? Islam or the French Republic? And then he said, I did not need to wait for an answer. Which one is going to outlast the other? Islam or the French Republic? And that's where we, and that's where we leave it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in understanding, Ya Rabbal Alameen. If any of us or our loved ones are not feeling well, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a speedy recovery. If any of our loved ones have passed away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless their souls. If any of us or our loved ones have lost the way, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us back to His way. If any of us or our loved ones are going through difficult times, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease our pain. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.